Yo, y'all already see the fucking title, bro. Neighborhood Watch 2. We back at this shit. You know why we have to come back? Because I see shit fucking differently now. When I dropped Neighborhood Watch, I had no idea this shit was gonna spin the way it was gonna spin. This shit is really Neighborhood Watch. Out of all my fucking podcast episodes, that has the lowest plays. But I gotta respect it because the committee is fucking strong. And I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, this shit bothers me. I'm an emotional nigga. My close friends know that. This shit bothers me. Best Friends is out, and if you heard it at the end of it, I didn't even want to do that fucking shit. But my bro, he gave me the dap, he gave me the stamp that the shit is official. But I did not want to do that episode. I want to get that shit out loud and clear. Because I'm gonna be as real as y'all, as real with y'all as I'm going to be. Neighborhood Watch is what I wanted to do. This shit been on my mind for a minute because I had a couple of episodes out now and I just see how shit is going. It's a lot of y'all who watch my shit and don't fucking support my shit. And I understand. Y'all niggas do not want to see me fucking go. I don't know if y'all niggas don't fuck with me or if y'all niggas just want to do not want to see me go, but it's going to happen. The committee is so fucking strong. Like, it's like I'm standing on a stage and I can only speak without a blowhorn. Like, I can only reach the crowd that's in front of me. And it might be a couple of y'all niggas in the back who can hear me. And it's somebody next to you who's asking, yo, what he said? Oh, he ain't say shit, bro. Don't even worry about it. Like, I'm trying to reach them niggas because y'all niggas are the blockers, bro. And it's ridiculous how some of the episodes I put out get the numbers that they do. And the real shit that I really want to put out, or I put out like, how important is marriage to you? Neighborhood Watch 1, them shits get no fucking spins, bro. And I do not understand that shit. Y'all niggas like the stupid shit. Y'all niggas like the funny shit. And it's not always gonna be that. I need to make that shit fucking clear. I need y'all to understand that it's not always gonna be funny. Slumlords of NYC, I'm really passionate about that because that's some shit I'm fucking going through right now. It's not even past. I'm still going through that shit in a whole different tense, a whole different aspect. When I get to that episode, y'all niggas is gonna understand. All I'm saying is if you're tired of seeing how I post now or it's getting annoying, unfriend me because I'm about to get so much more annoying. Like, y'all don't understand how I feel about this shit, but y'all are going to see. I promise you, y'all are going to see. The committee is going to see it at some point. Y'all niggas is gonna have to turn, bro. At some point, y'all niggas is gonna have to turn, and I'm gonna know because the numbers are gonna show it. And when the numbers show it, I might calm down a little bit. I might not be the bully no more. I might not have to bring the intensity. But right now, I'm about to turn this shit up so differently. And I just need y'all niggas to understand, bro. I'm not fucking playing, boy. I'm not playing with this shit. Bully talk is out. We not playing with niggas no more, bro. We not playing with niggas no more. I need y'all to feel how I feel. We not playing with niggas no more. Follow the Instagram, follow the Facebook, follow the Twitter. Run the numbers up. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Do not be a part of the committee. If you're a part of the committee, suck my dick.